It's a well-known fact that one of the most common themes in songs is love. Love of the romantic kind often dominates the lyrics of songs, longing for or delighting in a loved one, or lamenting the heartbreak of having loved and lost. Tonight we're continuing our series on Psalm 119. And this psalm is in many ways a love song. The psalmist repeatedly expresses his great love for God's word, his joy and his delight in the scriptures. Almost every verse refers to God's word, using eight synonyms that are repeated throughout. It speaks of God's laws and decrees, his precepts and statutes, his commands and ordinances, his promises, his word. Now, the psalmist is not worshipping the Bible. He's praising God for the Bible, for revealing himself through the Bible. And he's praying for God's help to understand his word and to apply it to his life. Every single time we see God's word referenced, it's always explicitly tied to the author, to God himself. It's your word, your laws, your promises that I love. Now, this psalm is known for being the longest chapter in the Bible. And because of its great length, this psalm can be in danger of being neglected. We can be put off from studying it because it's so long. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing a series on this psalm, working through it in our Sunday night prayer meetings. Now, if you're familiar already with the psalm, you'll know that it's divided into 22 stanzas. And each of those stanzas have eight verses in them. Now, the characteristic of these stanzas is that each one represents a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And if you look within each of those stanzas, every verse within them begins with the same Hebrew letter. Now, those different stanzas, they have their own characteristics, but there are key themes that are repeated all through the psalm. And an overarching theme is love for God's word. So tonight we're going to consider our next two stanzas, and we find them in verses 97 to 112. Now, one of our church members, Rita Rose, is going to read this passage for us. So if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 119, or you can follow the reading on the screen as Rita reads it for us. So it's reading from verse 97.
Today's reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 97 to 112. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever, They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end.
Now tonight we're considering our next two stanzas, which are found in verses 97 to 112. And this theme of love for God's word is once again striking right from the very beginning of this section. Just look at verse 97 again with me. How does it begin? Oh, how I love your law. That love language is then repeated through this section. Verse 98, he says, your commands, they're always with me. Verse 103, your words, they're sweeter than honey. And verse 111, your statutes, they're the joy of my heart. You could almost say the psalmist is besotted, smitten with God's word. Now, the first point I want to bring out of this section of the psalm is that the psalmist loves all of God's word. He loves all of God's word. The psalmist makes no distinction between God's promises and God's laws, between his precepts and his commands. And that's striking, isn't it? It's one thing to say that we love God's word in general, but are we as quick to say that we love all of his word, that particularly that we love God's laws and commands? Now, the word law in the Bible can refer not only to moral or sacrificial laws, but to the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. It can also sometimes be used in a sort of shorthand way, along with the Psalms and Prophets, to refer to the whole of the Old Testament scriptures. However, the point I want to draw out is that when the psalmist says he loves God's law, that includes God's moral commands. Now, I suspect very few Christians today would express themselves in that way. If we're honest, we have a tendency to associate laws and commands with guilt and failure. I think that's why we instinctively feel guilty when we see a police car in our rearview mirror, even if we've done nothing wrong. We know that by nature we are lawbreakers. We fall far short of God's commands in our thoughts as well as our actions. And as a result, we can be tempted to not love God's laws and commands. We'd rather not dwell on those things. We'd rather concentrate on God's love and God's grace. In previous generations, children were taught to memorize the Ten Commandments. I suspect that many today would feel that was legalistic, you know, in danger of turning kids into little Pharisees. We live under grace, not law, we might say. So we should focus on God's love and mercy, not his laws and his commands. We tend to see God's grace as uplifting and positive, but God's commands and law as guilt-inducing and negative. Now, that attitude was strikingly illustrated in a blog post a few years ago by a very well-known Christian author, who was trying to contrast justice and grace. This is what they wrote. Justice hollers from the sidelines. Harder, faster, stronger, not like that. Then pulls you from the team with a sigh of exasperation. Grace doesn't seem to have noticed your match-losing incompetence. Grace has made a banner with your name on it and shouts with abandon, "Woohoo!" Well, someone replied to that blog post and challenged it as a false dichotomy. They wrote, "Justice is not mean-spiritedness or harshness. Justice is an attribute of God, and part of our calling as his people is to act justly. Justice is something the oppressed long for. Grace can be given to us precisely because God is just, and he has poured out his justice on his Son. Grace then compels and empowers us to live justly." I think that was a very helpful insight into that post. God's laws and commands convict us of sin. That is their first use. They should lead us to Christ for salvation by grace alone. But having been led to Christ for salvation, we should then be motivated and empowered by God's Spirit to obey God's commands out of our love for him. So let's just pause here and reflect upon this point and apply it to our hearts and our lives. Search our hearts. Have any of us fallen into that error of seeing God's law as a negative thing? Have we, even if it's subconsciously, have we created a false dichotomy between God's grace and God's commands? Are we in danger of what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace? Wanting forgiveness without repentance, communion without confession, grace without discipleship. So the first point I want to bring out of this part of the psalm is that we see the psalmist loves all of God's word, all of it. The second point I want to make, and the final point, is that the psalmist loves God's word, all of it, because it gives him wisdom. He loves the wisdom of God's word. He loves the wisdom of God's word. This is one of the ways the psalmist helps us to have a positive love for all of Scripture, including God's laws and commands. He helps us by telling us why he loves it. Look again at the passage, verse 98. What does he say? That he says, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies." Verse 99, "I have more insight than all my teachers." Verse 100, "I have more understanding than the elders." Verse 104, "I gain understanding from your precepts." And verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." The reason the psalmist loves God's word so much is because it gives him wisdom. Wisdom for life. He's made wiser than his enemies. He gains insight and understanding. He knows how to live. He knows the right path to love and follow. He knows the wrong paths to hate and avoid. That is why the psalmist tells us that he meditates on God's law all day long. And that is why the psalmist, in this part of the psalm, we see him praying and asking for God's help to keep teaching him. The main reason the psalmist has not departed from God's ways is because God gives him wisdom through his word. God, through his word, directs his steps and preserves his life. The wisdom of God's word helps him persevere, even when he suffers for it. It helps him to not go astray, even when the wicked set snares for him. The psalmist loves the wisdom of God's word because he loves God. He wants to walk in ways that are pleasing to God. And that's why he so values, so loves, so delights in God's word. So do we love, do we love the wisdom of God's word? If we do, then we will meditate on it. We will, like the psalmist, set our hearts upon it and follow its ways, not out of fear or guilt, but out of love. All of Scripture is God-breathed and useful. It makes us wise for salvation in Christ, and it thoroughly equips us for every good work. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to open up God's Word together with me this evening. As I said at the beginning, we're going to be hosting a prayer meeting now on Zoom at 6:30. So if you're able to, just grab a cup of tea, coffee, and connect to the Zoom meeting, and we'll be having a time of prayer together. Hope to see you there.